Hello, and you are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And this is on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. I will be with you for the next 2 hours or so live on the show tonight at around 10 o'clock. Tata Tracy is going to be playing live on the air. I think that's how you pronounce the name of the act. Tracy. But until then, I am really only going to talk about Shindig tonight because I can and it's fun. What else am I going to talk about, right? This past week was the second semifinals of Shindig. It's an event presented by CITR. It's a battle of the bands, quote unquote, music competition. This past week was a great show with Lunch Lady, Greenback High, and Classic Rick and his Classic Rocker. And Greenback High end up being victorious. They are the champion. They will move on to the finals on December the 4th, which is Tuesday night. That's in 2 weeks. There's one more semifinals left. That's where we get to decide which is the last band who is going to be playing at Shindig's finals. I'm going to talk a bit. I talked a bit about this with Jordy and Brenda this morning. Well, this morning. This lunchtime. Not lunchtime. Dinner time with the show, with the Peanut Butter and Jam show. Classic Rick and his Classic Rocker did a pretty fantastic show on Tuesday, despite not winning. It is probably one of the most entertaining show I've seen in quite a while. I'm going to maybe try to explain to you what happened. There was Classic Rick, when they played the first show, the whole idea of the band, or the shtick, you might want to say, is that they are a bunch of classic arena rockers. They just play really, I wouldn't say obvious, but power ballads and like 80s, well, 90s rock songs. And they did really well, and they have about like 5 guitars on stage, and it was a big jam, arena rock style. And in the semifinals, they changed it up a bit. What happened was when the show first started, they have Chris Martel, which is a friend of the band. He went on stage, sort of dressed up in a classical old school style, and did some poetry of sorts, a rhymed speech about how classic. Basically, the gist of the speech, which I can't do here. Because I'm not as talented as he is, that says Classic Rick unfortunately has suffered an accident on stage in the state and is dead, basically. And in his place, they found a 25th cousin or 20th cousin of Classic Rick by the name of Classical Richard. And due to fate, the Classical Richard is going to be playing instead of Classic Rick. And the show became sort of everyone, the band came on stage, everyone dressed sort of in a velvety Beethoven style with like the puffed neck thing. And Classical Richard has the full headgear with the white hair and the old school style. Everyone's dressed for the part, and they did the first 2 songs in like a classical style with violins and cymbals and various interesting things. Anyways, it was hilarious. After 2 songs, where everyone was kind of in awe, like, what the hell's going on? They switch over, basically, Classical Richard said, haha, this is all a joke. You guys are idiots. We are still Classic Rick. And then they kind of ripped the clothes off, revealing that they were wearing their rock gear all along and switching over to the classic show. Part of the show. So that was Classic Rick. Me describing it might not have been so great, but the show was quite funny. It's very interesting. It was one of the most interesting display performance anyway since, I'm guessing, Dandy Wynn back in the days when she played about seven, 8 years ago. She was also very entertaining. Dandy Wynn, if you haven't seen her, her first Shindig show, she was basically running into the crowd and staring into people, making some people uncomfortable, which is great. but also making other people very excited and entertained. Okay, enough of me talking. I am going to start off the show tonight by playing some of the bands that's playing next week at Shindig. Next week is the last of the semifinals of Shindig. We have a bunch of bands: Praying for Greater Portland, Hurt into Mountains, and Confessions of Owls. I am going to play for you some of these bands and some of these songs. Confession of Owls recording, the only recording I have is them live on YouTube. So I'm going to see how that goes. Might or might not play it. Might not sound so great on the air. But let's get started with some Praying for Greater Portland. That is Mr. Clint Sleeper. He was on the show performing live just a couple weeks ago. This is not from that recording. This is his song that he has put up on the internet. This is Praying for Greater Portland. My headphone is going back and forth between left and right. It's really confusing me. It's doing it again. This is a song called Worse, which fits.
Woke up late again, and I walked on my toes through.
whistled from the ferry on the shore, leaving on the moor. Those Yanks will get their fix soon. Shining like a golden moon.
There's a band called Herd in the Mountains. They're a bunch of nice kids from, not in the mountains, but from Vancouver in the area. They're playing next Tuesday night as part of Shindig semifinals number 3, Herd in the Mountains. Before that, you heard Praying for Greater Portland, also playing as part of the Shindig semifinals next week. The third band that is playing next Tuesday night at the Railway Club is called Confessions of Owls. Unfortunately, I don't have any good recording of the band. The demo they submitted were live recordings just off YouTube from a little handheld camera. Last time I played it, it didn't sound the greatest over the airwaves, so I'm going to just say go check them out and keep it a mystery. And also the site they gave me, the MySpace, wasn't working, and I don't think it ever worked. So that is that. That is Shindig next week, the second last of the semifinals. And this headset is still going stereo mono sideways on me. Okay. I don't care. Now, this is, I'm going to talk more about Shindig. That's what I'm going to say this whole hour before Teta Tracy is going to be on. It's going to be me talking about Shindig. I am actually going to do a bit of history of Shindig, going back in time and try to play for you some bands that I remember from way, way back. Not the bands that actually made it to the finals, but bands that play before and got eliminated before that. Because sometimes a lot of the good, interesting bands don't make it to the finals. You know what happens. It's interesting. People judge. People have different opinions of music. Genres are different. Some days, some bands just didn't do well on certain nights. And also there are a lot of bands that is very fun and entertaining to watch, but the judges might not think they are musical enough. For whatever reason, a lot of bands that I remembered from Shindig did not make it to the finals, and I'm going to try to showcase some of those. And also I might put an emphasis on band that's still around, even from 10 years back and such. I'm going to start off with the year that I first hosted Shindig. That was the year 2001. 2001, that was a year that the band 3 Inches of Blood won the entire thing. And of course, 3 Inches of Blood is one of the biggest bands to ever come out of Shindig as a winner. They were signed to a pretty major label, tour and play, not headline arenas, but play in festivals that play in stadiums and such. A huge, I don't know how big they are now, but was at one point a very popular metal band. 3 Inches of Blood was the winner that year. And coming in second was a bunch of three nice kids called My Buddy Dave, sort of a pop, punk pop kind of band. And in third place was Motorcycle Man, which is actually a novelty act, I would have to say. Even despite being a fantastic musician, it's a shock from Mongoose. And he spent his show involves him going to, he prepared for the show by going to record shops and buying some records, like vinyl records. And for his Shindig show, the first 5-10 minutes is him just taking these records out of his bag and showing it to the crowd. Generally involves like interesting records or just famous records, and people would be cheering for it. The way he presented it was very interesting. He sort of just stands there, raises the record, doesn't say a thing, and puts it away. And then he picks another one out of his bag, shows the crowd the record, the crowd cheers, and puts it away. Does that for about 5 minutes at the beginning of the show, and then proceeds to, plays drums, also guitar. It's a solo act, so he, it's been 10 years, but think he just, loops the guitar and then do the drums on top of it, or just pure drums. Haven't seen him play it in a very long time. He sort of was mostly just playing the Shindig shows, and he did finish in third place. Very entertaining act. But those are the bands that made it. I'm not going to do that for you. I'm just going to play for you some bands that didn't make it to Shindig that year. There were some interesting acts that I should probably mention. The Organ was another huge band in terms, relatively speaking. They played that year. They eventually got signed to Mint Records and moved on to big things. They were, that year, they made it to the semis. Another band of note that I'm, well, there was a really fun band called Ewoks, sort of a jokish band with Mars Sellers in it. But generally speaking, that year, nothing that exciting came out of that year, other than these two that I'm going to maybe play for you here. Mr. Plow. Mr. Plow is Dave. He was the bouncer at the Brickyard or the Cobalt, both of them maybe at some point. But also a kind of a folk singer, but he's a folk singer that's friends with a lot of the crustier crowds. He would actually open for a lot of metal bands, a lot of hardcore punk bands. His show, he does a sort of funny, comedic, a little bit angry sort of folk music. Anyways, this is Mr. Plow, good friends of our friend Chris Riffick. Hence, his album, this album is called Parts Unknown. And this is a song from Mr. Plow, who is now residing in the States, in Seattle or Bellingham or something. Still, I think, doing music and hosting shows. This is Mr. Plow, who played in Shindig back in 2001. I should stop talking now. A song called Rockstar. Here we go.
You think you're good? You think you're great? You think you're God's gift? Brace yourselves, Vancouver. The heavy metal juggernauts are coming to a venue near you. On the 16th of December, High on Fire will light up the stage for the 2012 tour with featured acts Goat Whore and Lo Pan and Ancients. They will all hit the stage guns blazing with enough destructive force to make you believe the world is coming to an end. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the venue on Granville Street. Tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get them hot online at Ticketmaster, UnionEvents.com, or at Zulu and Scrape Records. The apocalypse is happening now, people. Let High on Fire's music take us out. Brought to you by Union Events and Periscope.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
That was a band called Second Arrows, who lost to the Oregon in the first round of Shindig back in 2001. Second Arrows features Chris Harvey, Samuel Kiv, Ryder Havdale, and Corey Price. Corey Price is now currently the head music director of Seafox. And Ryder Havdale, you might recognize him from two other bands that played in Shindig and also lost. Kids These Days, who played in the year after and lost in the semis, and Mohawk Lodge. They actually made it to the finals and end up being in third place. So I guess they didn't really lose per se. And Mohawk Lodge is still live and well, currently playing shows in England, I believe. Ryder have moved to Berlin for the time being. He was in Toronto for a while. Anyways, that's how Ryder got started in Vancouver. Well, in Shindig anyways, back in 2001 with the band Second Arrows. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is a Shindig history retrospective. Just in the middle of it right now. I started with the year 2001. And the next year, 2002, in my mind, I believe it's probably one of the best years of Shindig ever. The winner that year was a band called Black Rice. Black Rice, if you follow the tree now, Joe Tong from Black Rice is now playing in Ralchon Tohei, and also previous tenants. Jeff Lee is in a little band called Hard Drugs, and Julie Steamson still plays drums for various bands in Victoria and such, most recently with Carolyn Mark as her drummer. And this version didn't feature Jesse Gander, but eventually Jesse Gander would join Black Rice as well. Anyways, that's Black Rice. And the second place winner from that year is My Project Blue, probably one of my favorite bands to ever play in Shindig. I'm not going to play that music for you right now because I've been playing them a lot back in the days. My Project Blue was the second place winner, and then the Stunts came in third place. Tons and tons of bands that year lasted for quite a while. Kids These Days, as I mentioned, did pretty well for themselves for a while. SK Robot played that year as well, and they are still around and just released an album. SK Robot is a band that does the Guided by Robots show at the Anza Club once a year, where they cover Guided by Voices show. Other bands of note is The Winks, were a very nice, generally two-piece with Todd and Tyr. The Winks. There's also A Virgin in Hollywood, which some members you might remember. That's the Adrian Teacher from Apollo Ghost. He was in that band, and Jay also from Apollo Ghost. Human Highlight Reel, Chris Terrific's first, well, I don't know if it's his first band, but he was in Shindig as Human Highlight Reel with bandmates. What else is there? Motorama is still around, I think. There's a band called Fen, sort of like a heavier, middle-ish kind of band, actually still around. Collapsing Opposite, that was the first time Collapsing Opposite played anywhere, was at Shindig. They were part of that year. There's a band called In Medias Res, who just played at the Art Gallery last Friday as part of Fuse. Still around. This is 10 years ago. All these bands still around and or doing certain things. So this is a pretty much an amazing year. I don't think there's any year that's going to really rival it. I am going to pick some songs, some bands to play for you that played in this year. My favorite song possibly of anyone who ever played in Shindig is probably this song from this band. This is The Basement Suites with a song called Falls Apart, which I think is probably the catchiest pop song ever written in Vancouver.
something better when you walk into the room and you survey the scene. But it's so fast, so clean, makes you feel lonely.
That was Human Highlight Reel lead singer Chris Terrific. His first entree, well, maybe his only, I guess, into Shindig with a song called I Want a Girl with a Long Tail. That one's also for Mr. Trevor Thompson, who loves that song, Mr. Rain and the Sidewalk. Chris Terrific, 10 years ago, Human Highlight Reel. That's the band with Eric and Mark on drums, Eric on bass guitar and vocals as well. Human Highlight Reel doing Shindig history lesson sort of here right now, going back all the way from 11 years ago and kind of moving forward in time. You're still listening to CITR Radio. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight around 10 o'clock, it's Cha-Cha Tracy. That's going to be coming up very shortly. It's getting set up and sound check and all that stuff. Do not go anywhere because, you know, that show is going to be great. She's going to be fantastic on air in studio. And I'm going to be playing for you some very interesting music because Shindig is fantastic. And you just heard awesome oldies from Mr. Chris, a local celebrity and a current dad of child. I don't know what else to say. Moving on to the next year. So 2003 was a interesting year. The winner of that year was a hip-hop band called The Front. I believe it's the first time ever that really a real hip-hop band has entered Shindig, and they happened to win the entire thing. They were very talented musicians, actually, as well. I remember either in the finals or the semis, one of the amps broke, or there's something wrong with the keyboards. I can't remember. Something broke. But being fantastic rappers or whatever that they are, they freestyled during the technical difficulties, rapping about like what's going on, like what the person is doing, trying to fix it, and the crowd in front, and it was very impressive. So that was The Front who won that year. And in second place, no slouch themselves, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? One of the, I don't know, they've been around for quite a while, very good band. Well, they've been around since winning this contest, well, second place anyways. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Might have heard of them. And the third place band from that year is Elizabeth, which is a band that is still around, believe playing a show sometime next week. If I was more prepared, I could probably tell you when they're playing, but I think something's happening and they're opening for someone. So check your local listening. I think you can search for them under Elizabeth, the band. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Is no longer around. Josh is living somewhere in Asia teaching English, I believe. Okay. Tons of bands that year, as I mentioned, I just mentioned Trevor and the Rain and the Sidewalk. That was a year that he played. What else? Explaining Colors to the Blind. Leah Abramson played that year as well. I'm a big fan of her. She's been on the show a few times. So I'm not going to play that again. There's a band called A Common Mistake, which is Quinn Omori's band. He is currently in Pleasure Cruise. But A Common Mistake was his entry into Shindig. I am going to play some bands from that year that I didn't talk about. There is a band called Gang Bang. It's a, I wouldn't say that, it's sort of a jokey kind of band. But it was when they played Shindig, Terminal City was a paper, was the entertainment paper in town at the time. Loved it. I loved it. They were a lot of fun to watch. Sort of a jokey kind of band. I'm going to play for you some Gang Bang, and then after that, some New Year's Resolution, which is not a joke band. Very good band. Laura Lee from New Year's Resolution is actually going to be here next week, next Thursday night, with her new band, Dating Myself, playing on air. So let's factor all that in right now. Starting off with Gang Bang. Talking a lot. Anyways, this is a song called Darren the Robot.
Got all my bits and pieces. I'm a machine, I don't make feces. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs. Oh fuck, I'm a robot. this robo-wasteland is barren. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs, oh fuck, I'm a robot. I know come from other land, I was made, please understand. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs, oh fuck, I'm a robot. Thank you.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Great show. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, broadcasting from UBC in Point Grey. I guess that's where we are. On the show tonight, setting up right now, live in studio very shortly, is Tata Tracy. And my headphone is killing me now. She will be playing live. Oh man, I sound like a robot. She'll be playing live very shortly. Please stick around for it. It's going to be fantastic. Do not go anywhere. All right. I am doing a sort of a history of Shindig thing right here for the last hour or so. I just played for you some New Year's Resolution with a song called Bridget in the Basement. New Year's Resolution, it's a great band. Did really well at Shindig. Brought in huge crowds. I remember like every time they play, it was packed. And they made it to the semis, and unfortunately, they were up against, who did they lose to? They lost to They Shoot Horses, don't they? Which is not the worst thing one can do. Okay, so moving on to the next year of Shindig, we're in the year 2004 now. That year, the winner of Shindig was a band called Vancouver. They are still around, sort of on me. I don't know. They're still around. A little hiatus here and there because of family issues and such. But I believe they are still not disbanded. Still going to be playing shows in the future. Second place is Dandy Nguyen, which I mentioned as a very energetic performer. Second place, Dandy Nguyen. And Mohawk Lodge was third place that year. Ryder Cavdale's band, as I played for you earlier at some Second Arrows, which was his first band. So a lot of exciting things happened that year. I am going to play this Cadeau played that year. Foster Care was one of the bands that played that year. A longtime ska band, Scout-O-Matics, played at Shindig that year. And Soren, which is calls himself Man Meets Bear, was from that year as well. And also this band called Salmon Arm, which I actually really enjoyed, was playing that year as well. Actually, I would have played for you some Salmon Arm, except Station doesn't have a CD and I do, but I didn't bring it today. And also that was a year that Dandy Nguyen beat out Speaking of Devils and Automatic Fancy on the first night of Shindig. Really, it's really hard to beat Dandy Nguyen, despite, and that was a really good night because Speaking of Devils and Automatic Fancies are both fantastic bands. I am going to play for you some Automatic Fancy. You might know some of the members of Automatic Fancy from these days. The drummer for Automatic Fancy was Joy Mullen, which is currently the drummer for the band ESL. And also on vocals is Nikki Terrorbird, who is in Terrorbird, obviously, and also in Modern Creatures, among many things. This is Automatic Fancy with a recording that is recorded live somewhere, I didn't really say, with a song called Something to Break, Automatic Fancy on CITR.
Do you wanna go out to feel some good?
That was Evil Hearted, a band of that played, I'm just say that, I was going to say participate, which for some reason I can't say, a band that played in Shindig back in 2004, Evil Hearted, featuring Curtis Wilson, Matt Hoffman, Witch Chadwick, who played in 3 Inches of Blood, and Julie Steamson, who played in Black Rice. They made it to the semis and then did not make it past that. I think they lost to Vancouver. No, Dandy Wynn again. Dandy Wynn just beats them all, like I told you. Okay, so that is the part one of the Shindig history review sort of thing that I'm going to do. I'll do more next week, but now it's time to switch over to the live music portion.